Now it's time for our HCCHS Coaches Insight program here on Care 93.7. Brandon Tamman, I'm joined by Andrew Eckert, the Tigers girls basketball coach. It is presented by L&L Construction and Taco John's. No week game, or I should say no midweek game for the Tigers coming off the tournament at Jefferson County North last week. So, Coach, let's go back there. You know, that first-round game, you know, last week, you played a very good Rossville team right there, had an opportunity. Rossville was able to get the win by 9. You bounce back, beat Perry LeCompton on the consolation side of the bracket by 11, and then an Atchison Phoenix team in that fifth place game, and it was Atchison with a 2-point win. So a lot of ebbs and flows, certainly some ups and downs, but how would you kind of take that tournament last week and kind of assess how your team performed in those three games?
I definitely think overall it was a good step in the right direction. Yeah, we battled with Rossville for probably 3.5 quarters. In the late fourth quarter, we just couldn't score anymore, and they got a really good point guard that when you got a fouler or she has an open look, she's going to knock it down. Then second game against Perry, you know, they come out and hit a couple threes, kind of took the momentum right away, but we were able to battle back. We did a great job of sticking in there, working our offense and finding good shots. You know, ended up sneaking away with a win there. And then Saturday, you know, we lost our point guard late in the game versus Perry, so she wasn't able to play. Corey Wagner wasn't able to play Saturday versus Atchison. So, and when you're playing Atchison, who's, you know, plays pretty fast, physical, they pressure you man to man. It was tough. So, I was not happy that we lost, but I was happy that we were able to compete with them, without her and, you know, have a chance at the end to win it. Honestly, Kenzie had like probably about a 30-foot three-pointer, hit the backboard rim and out. So, we had a chance to win at the end, just didn't quite have enough.
Now, you mentioned the Rossville game again in that first round and mentioned their point guard and Riley Dick, and her and Kinsey had a dynamic battle between those two. They both had monster games in that first round tilt, the backup, or I should say the bounce back against Perry LeCompton, and then the two-point loss with a chance to win it against Atchison in that fifth-place game. Well, now you've had a little bit of time to kind of reflect on that and kind of get back to work this week. The weather, you know, midweek's been a little bit of an issue, but Horton, the opponent on Friday, on the road, you know, how have you kind of utilized maybe the little extra practice time this week?
Well, first and foremost, we're still trying to get healthy. that's the biggest thing right now, trying to get healthy for our the end stretch of the season here. But, you know, it's just preparing ourselves mentally that we have to be prepared to compete in every game. It's going to be, no matter who we play, we'll have a chance to win, but we also got a chance to lose because, you know, it's our league this year is very tight. You look at the scores week in, week out, people are knocking people off every day, and it's kind of wild to see how each game is coming out. So we got a chance to win Friday. They're a very good team. They're playing really good basketball, so we got to make sure we're ready to play.
Yeah, they've won their last two games, and those two games have been in the time since you guys played your last game. So they essentially played back-to-back nights on Monday and Tuesday, defeating Valley Falls and Jackson Heights. I mean, you guys got the little rest. You know, they're playing their third game in 5 days, you know, so it's kind of two different scenarios here. How do you kind of see it in that regard?
Oh, at this point in the season, though, I feel like everyone's kind of you're either tired from playing too many games or you're hoping to get some games in so you can get going again. So the midseason tournament kind of puts that at pause. So, I think it's a good thing to have a little bit of rest at this point in the season, but we just got to make sure we're ready to play.
There it is. Andrew Eckert, ACCHS girls basketball coach, joining us coming off the midseason tournament last week at Jefferson County North. No Tuesday game this week. They're back to it on Friday on the road at Horton in league play. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll see you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Brandon.